All right, Jerusalem, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up page Mem Zayin, paragraph Chaf Aleph. Umi Shechanano Hashem Yisbarach Deah, someone who has been given Deah, wisdom by God, Yashiv El Libo Ki Hashem Yisbarach Shalacho Ba'olam Hazeh, Lishmar Mishmarto, Visoraso, Vichukoso Umishpatov. Should realize, a person should have an understanding that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world was to go ahead and listen to his Torah, listen to his mitzvos. V'lo yifkach einav zulasi la'asos shlichuso. Well, the kitzah yavim, im aso shtub, what is the Shai Tshuva saying over here? Shai Tshuva saying over here is to lead a, what we'll call a mission-driven life. A mission-driven life. Why am I here? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world? So, of course, it's easy to say God put me in this world to do Torah, to learn Torah, and to do mitzvos. It's deeper than that statement. God put me in this world. The ultimate goal in this world, I guess the truth is there are different opinions as to what the ultimate goal in this world is, but it's not really different opinions. It's really just all different ways of phrasing the same opinion. So some will say the goal is dveikus, right? The goal is connection. Others will say that the goal ultimately is to go ahead and be Mekadesh and Shad, be the ambassador of God. But the truth is, the real ultimate goal, which combines everything, is to figure out a way to be spiritual beings in a physical world. That's our goal in this world. Which Baruch Hu is, otherwise, he could have kept the neshama with him up in the celestial sphere. Hidavka sends the neshama down to this world in order that we learn to be spiritual beings in a material world. And at the end of days, he says, if a person fulfills his agency with truth, Yashuv uba berina v'simchas olam al rosho ke'eved asher shalacho hamelech lev rayom. And if a person fulfills this agency truthfully, and with emunah, a person goes ahead and leads a spiritual life within a material world, which is what we are tasked with, then at the end of the day, a person has incredible simcha, incredible happiness in the Olam HaEmes. He says, Ke'eved asher shalacho hamelech le'ivrayam. This could be compared to a servant who is dispatched by his king to a faraway place. She'im inov v'libo zulasi al devar shlichuso ad shuvo el adonov. So ultimately, again, he says, you know, like Lahavdil, it's like being an, we're like the ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? The Rebbe Moshe gives me an ambassadorship. That ambassadorship takes me somewhere in this world. That's my home. Or maybe better yet, maybe not an ambassador, maybe I'm like a shaliach. Right? It could be that the Babish Rebbe wasn't the first person to come up with shlichus. Hey, the Rebbe Moshe already had the concept of shlichus way beforehand. And he sends us sometimes to the most faraway places. And he sends us sometimes to the kinds of places that are sometimes so removed, or even the situations that are so removed from spirituality. And our goal is to try to find him, create a connection with him, and uplift everything in my life to a spiritual state. That's my goal. I'm simplifying, you know, the entire life's work, but that is the goal. I am the shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My job is to find him, connect with him, and lift up everything in my life to him. That's the goal. And by the way, of course, the context over here is, remember, we're talking about materialism. So we're speaking about specifically the need not to become an ascetic people, but instead the need to go out and take all that is material and somehow lift it up to be spiritual. He says, V'chein Amar Shlomo Alav HaShalom, Lihios B'Hashem Miftachecha, Lo Di'acha K'shot Imre Emes, L'Hashiv Amarim Emes L'Sholchecha. So we're going to skip a little bit now. Actually, take a look at number and paragraph Chav Beis. Omin Advarim Sha'adam Chayiv Liskar Ba'avuram Yom HaMavis.
And that's why ultimately, again, now we're coming full circle.
So remember, again, in this approach, what Rabbi Yona called the Derech Hashishi, the sixth approach to coming to tshuva, remember, we're speaking about death. A constant remembrance or a constant thinking about death. And I remember I told you the whole time that this is not to be understood as a morose idea. It's not to always think about death, we're going to die, things that... What it's saying over here is that a person has to remember the Yom HaMavas
in order that he never forget his specific mission in this world. You see, the greatest danger we sometimes face is thinking that this world is an end. This is it. This is not it. This world is the means. This world is the shlichus. But like every shaliach, like every agent, at some point in time, you have to come back home and report on how the agency went, how the ambassadorship went. That's Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa, that day of death, is when the Ribon Shalom calls back shaliach and says, "Nu, tell me, how did it go? Were you masliach? Were you successful? Were you able to accomplish all the things you wanted to accomplish?" He says, "V'tidar shenasa me'inav la'amol b'torah u'lehizbonin b'mitzvos l'hizbonin b'yiras Hashem u'letaki milas nafsho." We'll say that's why Chazal, and with this we'll have to stop for today, but that's why Chazal ultimately have not this preoccupation, but this incredible emphasis on constantly thinking about and contemplating death. Because what death represents for us is when I have to come back before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him how the shlichos went. So because I have to give an accounting of the shlichos, because I have to tell him, how did I spend my resources? How did I use my time? How did I use the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me? That's why, again, remembering the fact that I'm going to have to report back to the principal. I'm the agent. I'm going to have to report back to the principal at some point in time and tell him how it went. That creates the achrayus. So we'll say, by the way, it's no different than anything else in life, right? If I'm running my business, so I have to report back to my board of directors, right? And if I'm married, I have to report back to my wife. In life, accountability is a good thing, because those who don't have any accountability often just spin their wheels or don't accomplish so much. The knowledge that I am accountable to report on how I used my time, how I used my resources, sometimes is the greatest catalyst for success. That, says Chazal, is the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaMisa is not, oh, we're going to die, we're going to go back to the dust. No. The Yom HaMisa is, this is a day of accounting, and I want to be able to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribono Shalom, you know what? Yes, there's no question. I made a lot of mistakes. No shaila, no question about it. But aside from those mistakes, I also want to tell you, I accomplished a lot during the days of my agency. I did good. You dispatched me to wherever you dispatched me, to find you, to come close to you, to lift up my materialism. And I want to just tell you, I wasn't always successful, but Baruch Hashem, many times I was. That's the goal of remembering Yom HaMisa. Remembering that there's an accounting in an effort ultimately, again, to galvanize us to lead more impactful lives. All right, so we'll stop over here. Right.